Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Chelsea. I work with American One Credit Union, and I have a member here with me that has two charges from you guys on her debit card, and we're just looking to see what they are and if we can get those refunded.
All right, let's get it pulled up first to see if this is something she signed up for. What's her zip code?
Let me pull that up. It is 49240.
All right, what's the first and last name?
It's Roslyn, Roslyn. Last name is Chorkey.
Right, and verify her address for security purposes.
She has a PO box. I guess we'll just do, it's 347 Studer, Studer Drive, and that's Grass Lake, Michigan, 49240.
Thank you. All right, so we have an account pulled up here. It looks like she signed up. She was trying to win a Dyson vacuum through taking a survey to win an entry for that. So basically, when you sign up for that, it lets you know that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription, and it's $49.89. So that means if you don't want to enroll, then you don't put your information in, which of course she's already signed up.
All right, can I pass the phone to her so you can talk to her about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here she is. She said it's in regards to you signing up to try to win a Dyson vacuum. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Did you try to put your information in to win a Dyson vacuum by taking a survey?
I did a survey a long time ago, but I thought that was a Walmart survey
I
from when
mean,
I was shopping there.
it is. But it is through Walmart. You take the survey, it shows you were trying to get a Dyson vacuum, but it also enrolls you in a monthly subscription for $49.89 a month. That's what those charges are for.
But I don't get anything out of that.
No, it's a meal planning app subscription. After you signed up, you should have received an email, and if you did want to download the ad, you were able to do so. So if you didn't download it, then that's why you don't have anything.
I didn't get anything. So
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want any part of that.
All right, I can help you with that. All right, so would you like to continue at $20 a month with the meal planning app?
No.
All right, well, give us 1 second. We'll get it canceled out. Yeah, make sure that when you take these surveys, you're reading the terms before you submit it, because that's when it tells you what you're actually signing up for.
Oh.
Give me 1 second, I'm getting everything canceled out for you.
Okay.
All right, so we need to go ahead and get that canceled out. That will take effect immediately. Would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Yes. So will this charge, this will not go through then?
No, we're not canceling anything referring to the charge. You can only cancel the subscription when you put your information in. This is what you were authorizing.
Okay, so this is a cancellation number. You're not giving me an authorization number.
Yeah, this is a cancellation number so that you're not billed in the
Okay.
future. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right, it's C as in Charlie. It's
Okay.
920
All right.
384 037.
C920380370.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm going to send that to your email as well.
All right.
Yes, ma'am, and that's it.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling, guys.
Are you going to refund?
No, ma'am.
Neither one?
No, ma'am. Because what you signed it for is a subscription, and it tells you in there that they bill you for this every month. So that means if you didn't want to pay that, then you shouldn't have signed up to put in the entry to win the Dyson vacuum, because you have to pay this in order to be eligible to win it.
Wow, that's a ripoff.
Yes, ma'am. So be careful. That's why I said when you take these surveys, make sure you read the terms. Don't just read the part that tells you, oh, it's pick out a gift, pay for shipping. That's just the advertisement part.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're unable to refund either of those charges because she wasn't aware that it was going to charge her the $49.89.
No, ma'am. Whenever she signs up, we give you this information under the terms before you submit your order. She just probably didn't read it.
Right, I get that. But, I mean, is there a manager that we could speak to about getting that refunded or not?
I mean, you can give them a call. They're actually in a meeting. She can call back around 12.
Okay, all right, I'll let her know. Around 12 p.m. today?
Yeah, that's fine. Uh-huh.
It's actually 12 here, so what time is it there for you?
It's 11 here.
Okay, so you're an hour behind. So uh-huh. I'll tell her to call then around 1 then.
1
okay.
then, uh-huh.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
She said if you want to, you can call around 1 p.m. and the managers will be out of their meeting.